Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. My president is
don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to Esprit.net News. Now, I'm your host, Jerome. If you have not ever tuned in before, this is our weekly news wrap-up show, you know. But today, we're going to give you this week, some of last week's, and just some year-end wrap-up while we're at it. I know the first of the year, we usually kind of do, you know, the wrap-up for the year. But we're going to do some of it now because there is so much to do. And plus, you know, we still have to do a wrap-up of President Obama's administration. I'm sure that's going to be at the end of January when we do that. But for now, I just want to remind you and thank you for tuning in to Esprit.net News. Now, on this program, President Obama kicks Russian spies out of the U.S. We're going to mention, start off the show with Souls That Have Passed in 2016. It was such an impactful year in entertainment and guest popular culture personality stuff. So we're going to start off with that. U.S. consumer spending slowed and business investment perked up. The president increased raising the pay for civilian federal employees. Actor and hip-hop icon Tupac Shakur has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Gabrielle Union and BET settled their Being Mary Jane lawsuit. An Alabama woman gets Snoop as her secret Santa. And the NFL Super Bowl gospel celebration marks their 70th anniversary season of blacks in pro football. So we have that and much more. But I want to welcome you again onto the show. You're listening to Esprit.net News. Our calling number is area code 909-265-9189. Now, if you're listening in the archives, remember you can always check out some more news from Esprit.net News for the year by going to EspritRadio.soulofsyracuse.com. And you can check us out in the archives. There's always, as my girl Lucy Sanchez would say, Lucy Sanchez Abreu, there's always news you can use. Now, today, just want to start off, it is Kwanzaa. So I want to wish everyone a happy Kwanzaa and let you know that it was Dr. Mulana Karenge who created Kwanzaa 50 years ago. And his famous quote that I actually like is, "We must use our knowledge to improve our present, enhance our future, and give honor to our past." And today kicks off Kwanzaa. So for those who are celebrating Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa. And if you're not, you should be. Just wanted to put that out there just in case you weren't paying attention. Now, our first story this week, one more person passed. You know, there's only a few days left for the year of 2016, but comedian and actor who made his debut in 1993's Poetic Justice, Ricky Harris, passed away at the age of 54. Now, Harris gained notoriety after appearing on HBO's Def Comedy Jam and Everybody Hates Chris and many, you know, roles in a bunch of B-movies. I remember from Gin and Juice video from Snoop. And, you know, of course, he was on Ice Cube's in some of Ice Cube's interludes on his America's Most Wanted CD when it came out. But Ricky Harris, who was really talented and I think had a really good, solid underground following, we all respect him, passed away this week. And it led me to go back over some of the notable great people who have passed this year. Legendary pathologist, biochemist, and herbalist Dr. Honorable Dr. Sebi passed away this year. It was in August in 1988, if you don't know, when Usha Research Institute won its case against the New York State Supreme Court. It was the first victory of any kind, of its kind. In the prior years, over 2,700 other organizations, including medical doctors, homeopathic doctors, and herbalists, tried and failed in their efforts to validate their position in 1988. The Supreme Court of New York State challenged their premise and methodology. The presiding judge, Honorable Ann Felton, ordered the Institute to present 9 patients that had been successfully treated for diseases that the Institute claimed to have cured, like AIDS and diabetes and blindness and just a bunch of diseases. And 77 patients appeared to testify, including a client who flew in from Italy. So with that, the case was thrown out of New York State. But Dr. Sebi, who recently passed, is the only doctor that we've known who's actually healed people from the diseases that most people claim that they cannot be healed from, like leukemia or lupus and all those other things. So much respect to Dr. Sebi. Also, scholar, author, and psychiatrist, Dr. Frances Cress Welsing. You may know her from the ISIS papers or the Cress Theory of Color Confrontation and Racism. Dr. Frances Cress Welsing passed earlier in the year, and one of the biggest losses in as far as thinkers are concerning in the black community. And I wanted to make sure that we highlight the thinkers. I know we're going to go into the greatness of artists and entertainers, but, you know, it is the thinkers that I think was overlooked, especially in the black community. And one of her insights, she said, this is Dr. Frances Cress Welsing, she said that we are the parent people of the planet. The creator of the universe made black people the first people and the mothers and fathers of all of the people on the planet. And so we have to step into the role of the planet. It's like psychiatrists all the time deal with family situations where the children have taken over the household and the parents are following behind and trying to emulate the children. And that goes to a catastrophe. Getting into very deep levels of respect for ourselves as black people and understanding that the creative forces of the universe determine the role that black people should be, I believe that the vehicle to spirituality and self-respect, because I can't be in touch with the creative force in the universe if I don't respect who I've been made to be. And that was Dr. Frances Cress Welsing, who passed this year, a great loss to humanity. So I wanted to highlight that to begin the program. Now, who I call the soul of music, the superior soul of music, the legendary icon, Prince Rogers Nelson, passed away. Now, I can do a whole show on Prince and Prince's music, but if you want to check out the article, go to soulofsyracuse.com and check out the article entitled Soul of Prince. So, and that will explain my thought in there completely. And if you want to kind of, you know, hit one on the line and come in and talk about it, of course, I will always make room for a conversation about Prince. Now, the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama, said when Prince passed, "Today, the world lost a creative icon. That was an understatement." he was more than creative icon, but, you know, I think it was, whether it's the president, musicians, people around the world felt his loss. Prince was probably the greatest of the great musicians that ever touched the planet. His passing drew reactions from the Vatican and praise for his musical talent. One of the cardinals, the president of the Pontifical Council for Culture, sent a tweet quoting the Prince's song, "Sometimes It Snows in April." It says, sometimes I wish that life would never end. All good things, they say, never last." And that was a tweet from the Vatican about Prince's death. Now, Muhammad Ali, what can I say about Muhammad Ali? Not just the greatest, the world's greatest fighter of all time, but Muhammad Ali has touched lives across the planet. I did sit and watch his funeral service on TV. One of my close friends, Chief Orrin Lyons of Onondaga, and a couple of other people go up and speak. But Muhammad Ali meant so much to black people during the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. He is an icon and very much a beacon for black people and all people across the board. A nice story that Chief Lyons actually told me about Muhammad Ali is when there was a Native American march from California to D.C., Muhammad Ali met them to protest that Congress was trying to strip or void or get rid of all of the treaties that they had with Native Americans. And they protested, and Muhammad Ali marched with them into D.C. He met them along the path and marched them with into D.C. with the Native Americans. And that never really got reported. I don't remember anybody talking about that, but, hey, I'm talking about it today. So shout out to Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, the greatest of all time. Now, we have Earth, Wind, and Fire's frontman, lead man, co-founder, Maurice White, passed away. Now, if you never heard Earth, Wind, and Fire, some of the most, the greatest music in R&B history, and I beg to say the greatest music that's ever been out there. So if you get to hear September Shining Star, you want to know what soul music sounds like, go find Earth, Wind, and Fire. They will give it to you in a way like no other group can. So the head of the co-founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Maurice White, passed away as well. Now, song producer and artist Kashif also passed. Now, he was a multi-genius as well. His producing talents and writing skills and guys performing was off the chart. Prince protege Vanity Denise Matthews passed away earlier in the week. Member of Tribe Called Quest, Fife, Malik Isaac Taylor passed away. And also, you know, as we go into other areas of, you know, journalism, Gwen Ifill, I have to say, who passed away this year, was quietly an icon of being a major news anchor. And it was on PBS, but she was all over the place, and everyone knew who Gwen Ifill was. But Gwen Ifill also passed away. Dwayne Pearl Washington, who went from New York City playground wonder to the Big East star at Syracuse University, he died this year. And I know Pearl, and it is a great loss. Although Syracuse University is going out of their way to honor Pearl, name on the floor, and all of that good stuff, I wish they would have done that while he was living, but he is the guy who built the dome. So the dome was built in 80. Pearl came not too long after that and put him on the national map. He was the number one recruit in the country for college basketball when he came to Syracuse University. So wanted to make sure I gave a good shout-out for Pearl at Pearl Washington's passing. And also broadcasting icon, Doug Banks. If you had never heard of Doug Banks, so he and Dede McGuire and those guys, I don't know if it came on in your markets, but go look up a YouTube. Crazy guy. He'd been out there for a long time, but he was a great disc jockey, and I wanted to make sure I covered Doug Banks. I don't think he got enough recognition that he passed. Also, Bill Nunn, the actor who played Radio Raheem, he passed away this year from the movie Do the Right Thing. And, of course, if you go back and look at movies like he played in a lot of movies, actually. But if we look at New Jack City and he had a lot of television appearances as well. But Bill Nunn also passed this week. And someone personal to me, my cousin Bridget Esprey Powell, love, love, love Bridget. She is the communications director of the family and who passed away this year. So although my heart still hurts, I want to make sure I mention her with all of the people who are missing out of my world. She is another one. So I want to start off the show kind of with a moment of silence for all of those who have passed. I know there was a lot more people who passed. David Bowie, Zsa Zsa Gabor, and George Michael. There was a lot of people who passed this year. So it's been one of those seasons that I don't know. We don't know what to say about it. But here we go. Now, our first story, the U.S. Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a quarter point, signaling the fastest pace increase in 2000 and signaling that it's going to be a faster pace of increases in 2017. We don't know what the pattern is going to be, but it's kind of signaling something when they, at the end of 2016, they're raising it by a point. Now, U.S. consumer spending increased modestly in November as households' incomes fell to rise for the first time in 9 months, suggesting that the economy slowed in the fourth quarter after growing briskly in the prior period. Now, the economy, however, remains on solid footing as other data showed that new orders for capital goods rose last month, and demands of, machinery and indicated that there's some oil-related drag on the business spending, that was fading. So we are looking good on the consumer spending side. Amazon reported that 1 billion items were shipped from Amazon just this past Christmas season. So, again, in consumer confidence, I guess that means that there is a lot of consumer confidence. Now, the winter looks set to hit all 48 contiguous states hard this weekend, dragging temperatures below freezing at the start of 2017 after blizzards have dropped two feet of snow on top of New England. So we are going to get hit in the next few days. So just wanted to make sure that you get prepared. If you're listening to this broadcast, we're going to get hit in a little bit. Now, Deutsche Bank said that it would pay $7.2 billion to the U.S. Department of Justice related to its issuance and underwriting of residential mortgage-backed securities and other activities during 2005 to 2007. Now, the agreement is less than the $14 billion the United States asked Deutsche Bank to pay in September to settle claims, but that negotiated figure caused Deutsche Bank's stock to plummet and raise questions about the bank's stability and the risk that it posed on the financial system. Now, this is not a final agreement, and there could be no assurances that the DOJ and the bank will agree on a final document, is what the bank said. But they are, I guess they're suggesting, they're offering to pay $7.2 billion. Pay your money. All right, China orders rose and factories, China orders roads and factories to be closed as it chokes under toxic smog and warns of it's going to get worse. So hospital visits spiked, roads were closed, and flights were canceled in China as they were choking under a vast cloud of toxic smog as forecasters warned that the worst was yet to come. So for all you climate change people who have issues, that they are getting hit really bad in China. The lid has been lifted on two Russian spy bases after President Barack Obama ordered 35 operatives out of the country as a part of sanctions announced for their alleged role in hacking during the presidential election. Now, President Obama outlined the punishments in a statement released today for what he said were the country's attempts to interfere with a democratic governance and harassing of U.S. diplomat officials in Russia. Now, in the hours since the announcement, further details of the extravagant Russian compounds have emerged. The Maryland property is a luxurious 45-acre compound just 30 minutes drive from Washington, D.C. It was first purchased by the Soviet government in 1972 and has long been suspected of being a spy center. Now, the other compound is reported to have been shut down by the State Department, is Killingworth, and the Glen Cove estate owned by George DuPont Pratt on the north shore of Long Island. The Soviet government bought that back in the 1950s. Now, the Russians that were personally targeted have 72 hours to leave the country. They must be gone by Sunday. The Obama administration is not playing. So other sanctions, including revealing in public exactly what technical information the Department of Homeland Security and FBI holds on Russia hacking capabilities, something which will embarrass the Kremlin and make it easier for their targets to take precautions. So they're going to tell you exactly how their hacking operation works, and they're going to do that publicly. And they're also introducing financial sanctions on two Russian spy agencies, the GRU and the FSB, four named GRU officers, and three companies said to have provided materials for the GRU's hacking. Government officials warned that covert actions are on their way as well. So not only are they kicking people out of the country and about to expose their hacking operation to the rest of the world, they said that there are other things that are going on. So, hey, Russia, you messed up. But good job to the Obama administration for this one. Or President Obama, because this is him unilaterally using executive order and to kick spies out. So we don't know what the next guy is going to do, because it'll be hard for him to pretty much overturn and say, hey, your spies can stay. Now, in the final month of his presidency, President Obama looked to expand his environmental legacy and at the same time possibly bind the hands of the president-elect. Now, the new legislation sees Bear Ears National Monument in Utah upgraded to cover 1.35 million acres in the Four Corners region. Elsewhere, 300,000 acres Golden Blue National Monument outside of Vegas would protect a scenic and ecologically frail area near that rancher Clive Bundy, who led that standoff in 2014. Bear Ears is a victory for Native American tribes and conservatives because the land is considered sacred to them and the home to an estimated 100,000 archaeological sites, including caves with contain ancient carvings. Now, just so that you know, that the tribes that have been lobbying for this have been lobbying since President Roosevelt. So President Obama has done something for them that they've been lobbying for at least 60 years. So there you go. Now, the White House and conservatives yesterday both said that the sites were at risk of looting and vandalism. During his 8 years in office, he has designated more acreage as national monuments than any other president. So there you go for another log on fire for President Obama. Now, America has elected a con artist as president. We've gone from the smartest president to pretty much the dumbest. Now, George Soros claims the would-be dictator Donald Trump and his cabinet of incompetent extremists, the billionaire financier George Soros, says that the rise of Trump and his affinity for rulers like Putin threaten the open society model championed by the European Union. So there are people still coming out saying this is problematic. Now, if you didn't know, this year 6.4 million people have enrolled into affordable health care. Now, although the next administration is saying they want to get rid of it and replace it, now the complaints are coming out saying that people who voted for him didn't really expect him to get rid of affordable health care. So here are the numbers. These are states that we're going to do them in order about the number of people who enrolled. The top states are states that voted for that fool. So Florida, 1.3 million enrollees. Texas, 776,000 new enrollees. North Carolina, 369,000. Georgia, 352,000. And Pennsylvania, 291,000 new enrollees into the affordable health care. Okay. Now, prices of brand name drugs used by many older Americans rose nearly 130 times faster than inflation last year, is what a new study reports. Now, this new report once again highlights the high and unrelenting price increases that are shockingly common in the pharmaceutical market. Now, Deborah Whitman, who is the chief policy officer at AARP, a nonprofit organization focused on the wealth, social welfare issues of mainly elderly and retired people, she said, "What's particularly remarkable is that these incredibly high price increases are still occurring in the face of intense public and congressional criticism of prescription drug pricing practices." Now, she said that in the news release, the retail price of drugs rose an average of 15.5% in 2015, compared with a 0.1% increase for general inflation rate, according to AARP of this report. Now, the study finds also showing average annual cost for chronic use of one brand name drug rose more than $5,800 compared to nearly $1,800 in 2006. Now, the average median income of Medicare beneficiaries is $24,150. Now, of the 268 drugs included in the report, 97% had a retail price increase in 2015. 7 had an average price increase of more than 50%. So here we go for capitalism. Affordable health care, you might want to take a rethink getting rid of affordable health care, because health care prices or prescription drug prices are going crazy. And health care actually limits that for people who have enrolled in affordable health care. Now, in other health news, you know, pacemakers can be hacked, is what the government is saying. Now, the U.S. government issued cybersecurity warnings over hackers programming bugs in medical devices. Now, the government said this week that they issued rules for addressing cyber vulnerabilities in these life-saving medical devices, as well as insulin pumps and imaging systems. So, you know, go to, whitehouse.gov, or you might want to check on see what those new rules are for the U.S. government. But pacemakers can be hacked. So if you got one, you might want to check that out. Aluminum does cause Alzheimer's, is what experts says in new findings, confirming that the metal is behind a devastating brain disease. Now, Professor Chris Exley at Keele University says the new findings should encourage anyone who has maintained that aluminum has no role in cognitive decline to think again. So this is an Australian study, but they're saying that aluminum does cause Alzheimer's. All right, now, you know, if you don't want to go deaf, researchers saying have a pint of Guinness each day. They said that the high levels of iron helps prevent hearing loss is what this study is finding. The study of more than 300,000 people by researchers at Pennsylvania State University have found a link between iron deficiency anemia and hearing loss. I am saying, in honor of Dr. Sebi, since we brought him up in the program, you don't need beer. Get sarsaparilla. So sarsaparilla root, drink a tea. That is the highest amount of iron in the plant world. So get sarsaparilla. Don't drink beer. I know this is not a commercial, but I just thought I'd share that. All right, I want to remind you, you're listening to EspriNet News. You can call in and join us at area 909-265-9189. If you want to jump in on the program, we are doing a recap, just kind of news and information. I know we're winding up the year, and we have to kind of get these stories in there for the year. So if you want to call and join, if you're on your line and you want to hit one and join in, just hit one and I'll bring you in. But I just want to make sure that we got this done. Now, a surge in pregnant women smoking cannabis is now in the news. They said the number of expecting mothers using marijuana went up 62% since 2002. Now, our research shows that marijuana is detrimental to I don't know if this is true, but it says it in this report that they're detrimental to unborn babies. But a new study by New York's Columbia University has shown more and more that pregnant women in the U.S. are using they're using marijuana. There you have it. Now, two Navy contractors are arrested after they both called a hoax bomb threat to a military base in unrelated incidents. Both threats resulted in mass evacuations of naval ships in San Diego Bay. Joss Rice, who's 26, and Roberto Rubio, who's 22, both face up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if convicted. So, hey, it does not seem like it's worth the joke if you're going to get 5 years in prison. Now, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has visited the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor, where he offered his sincere and everlasting condolences to the victims of the Japanese attack on the base nearly 75 years ago. Now, President Abe was accompanied by U.S. President Barack Obama, making the visit the first by the leaders of both countries. Japan devastated much of the base, killing more than 2,400 people. The president of Japan is the first Japanese leader to visit the memorial on the site of the Arizona, although several of his predecessors have been to Pearl Harbor in the past. Now, Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor damaged all 8 of the U.S. battleships at the base and sunk 4 of them, propelling the U.S. into World War II. If you don't know, the attack lasted 1 hour and 15 minutes, but luckily the aircraft carriers were already out to sea. Some of them had still taken damage, but they didn't, there was no devastating attack on those ships while they were out. Now, President Obama raised the pay for employees of federal civilian agencies to equal the compensation of the U.S. Department of Defense workers. The president announced the 2.1% raise in a letter to Congress. Initially, the president sought a 1.6% pay increase for federal employees in 2017, but civilian federal employees made sufficient sacrifice as a result of the three-year pay freeze ended in January 2014. And since the pay freeze ended, the annual adjustments for civilian federal employees have also been lower than private sector pay increases and statutory formulas. Now, it's the president said, in light of the decision of Congress to provide a 2.1% pay increase for military personnel in 2017 and reconsideration of the current and projected economic conditions, I have concluded that it would be appropriate to revise my original alternative plan. So the president alternatively went back and increased the pay of federal workers. Now, the president and the first lady posed alongside a very grown-up looking Sasha and Malia for this year's White House holiday card. Now, their final card as first family, the Obamas have made the decision to use a candid image taken back in March during a State Department dinner for the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. That decision is somewhat of a shock, with the president and his family almost always choosing to mail out cards that show either the White House covered with snow, one of its rooms decorated for the holidays. This is also only the second time that a photo of the president has been used for the annual White House Christmas card. Now, inside the card, it features the presidential seal, the words Happy Holidays. The note inside reads, "Our family reflects on many happy years spent at the White House. We are grateful for the friends that we made, the joy we've shared, and the gifts of kindness that we've received. We wish you and your loved ones a joyous holiday and a wonderful new year." So there you go, from the Obamas, their final Christmas card from the White House. I know it's gonna be tough doing news now, so you won't get too much national news because it's gonna be pretty much scandal. That's what I think. All right, now according to the AP, gold medalist Simone Biles will be named AP's Female Athlete of the Year after blowing everyone out of the arena at the 2016 Rio Olympics. Now, Biles received 31 of the 59 votes. So we now know that she is, you know, out of, I guess, five other gymnasts, Simone Biles is a sixth. Gabby Douglas also received that honor, so wanted to make sure we shouted her out. Now, after the 19-year-old Simone Biles shared a shot of herself in a swimsuit, someone commented that she was ugly. So Simone faced her share of haters and body shamers, and she fired back at them, and she said that she is loving her body just the way she is. So, you know, I don't usually do stories that has to do with people just being that doggone crazy, but Simone handled it well. So I just want to make sure I acknowledge, stop trying to body shame that little girl. It is none of your business. Leave her alone. Just wanted to put that out there. All right. Now, the Chicago Defender, the city's largest African-American newspaper, has lost two of its top executives over differences in how the 111-year-old publication is being managed and positioned. Now, publisher Cheryl Manor and executive editor Kai L. Zabar both tendered their resignations last week to Hiram Jackson, the head of the Detroit-based Real Times Media, who is the owner of the Defender. So I don't know how this is going to play out, but I will keep you on task for that story. Radio 1 Entertainment Holdings, LLC, a wholly owned subsidiary of Radio 1, has received approval from the Maryland State Lottery and Gaming Control Commission to become the principal entry of a MGM National Harbor LLC. Now, Radio One has contributed $40 million to become a non-voting economic partner in the complex. So apparently the former Syracuse University grad, Kathy Hughes, is going out and diversifying Radio One to invest in casinos. I don't know what that means in the bigger picture. Just thought I'd share. Now, Gabrielle Union's breach of contract lawsuit against BET in regards to her hit television series, Being Mary Jane, is now settled. Now, BET Networks is pleased to announce, this is what they said, that they have reached an amicable agreement with Gabrielle Union and look forward to sharing the new season of Being Mary Jane with its loyal fans beginning January 10th, 2017. Now, the network said in a statement that's what they said in the statement, but according to Gabrielle Union, BET and the producers of Being Mary Jane had gone back on their agreement to have a long break between the 10-episode season, 4 and 5, and Union's camp is claiming that the producers disregarded their promise in order to cut costs and run the production back-to-back. Now, she is seeking general damages of $3 million and requests that BET agrees that they will not let any season run longer than 13 episodes. So they settled, from what they're saying, without disclosing their terms, but that's what Gabrielle Union was asking. All right, now Comcast Cable has announced that it is now accepting proposals for two sustainably African American owned independent networks that it will launch in select Comcast markets in January 2019. So I guess you have to be, your sustainability needs to be proven. I don't know how you do that when you're not already on cable, but hey, here we go. They're looking for another network. I guess they're giving you 2 years. So if you start a network now and you can show that you're sustainable, they'll put you on for 2019. I'm guessing. You might want to call Comcast. The NFL Super Bowl Gospel Celebration, the only multicultural event sanctioned by the National Football League, will kick off Super Bowl 51 on Friday, February 3rd, 2017, with its annual star-studded concert at the Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. Now, this year marks the 70th anniversary of the first black players to enter into the Professional Football League, Kenny Washington, Woody Stored. Both were hired by the Los Angeles Rams in 1946 when the city informed the Rams that it could not lease their newly built stadium to a segregated team. So the law required that since public funds were used to build the new facility, the Rams had to have at least one African-American player on their roster. So, okay. Now, America has not overcome the legacy of slavery and Jim Crow, is what the president told Trevor Noah when he appeared on The Daily Show. Now, Noah, they said that the country still has a long way to go to beat racism, while President Obama said the U.S. has made real extraordinary progress. He said the country has by no means overcome the legacies of slavery and Jim Crow and colonialism and racism. Okay, didn't take the president to tell us that, but just wanted to reiterate that. Starbucks, In-N-Out Burger, and Chick-fil-A are revealed as the top three most popular hotspots for first date locations. Now, the dating app Clover uses the on-demand dating feature to analyze data from 1.5 million users from across the country to see where people have chosen to have their first dates in 2016. And apparently, Starbucks and Chick-fil-A, I don't know who was dating, but I guess Starbucks is pretty expensive, so you can have a cup of coffee with someone just to fill them out. You don't want to be in an awkward dinner situation. But Starbucks, In-N-Out Burger, seems really quick fast food. And Chick-fil-A were the top three most popular. Now, China will fine U.S. auto manufacturers for running a monopoly. Now, aiming fears that it is part of a backlash against American companies triggered by President-elect Donald Trump's phone call to Taiwan. So here we go. Not just Russia, but apparently China is trying to make a statement. Now, Italy's banking system may need $65 billion from the country's government if they want to stave off a collapse with the world's oldest bank on the brink. Now, ministers in Italy have already lined up $17 billion bailout package to keep the financial system afloat, but fears are growing this may not be enough. Okay. Now, Donald Trump's transition team disavowed a survey that was sent to the U.S. Department of Energy that requested the names of people working on climate change in the agency. Now, the department refused the survey this week, saying that it would not comply. It said, we are going to respect the professional and scientific integrity and independence of our employees at our labs and across our departments, as the White House said this week. Now, if you don't know what happened, the White House, or one of the people from the transition team, wanted these departments to list everybody by name in department who worked on, I guess it's just kind of research that said that climate change is real. They want to weed those people out. So White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the questionnaire could have been an attempt to target civil servants, including career scientists and lawyers and other experts critical to the government's ability to make policy. The Trump team said that the questionnaire was not authorized or part of their standard protocol, and the person who sent it was properly counseled. Now, again, they weren't fired. They were counseled. So here we go. Now, just wanted to put that out there. Now, the D.C. Metro snubs Trump with a special inauguration trip card that does not feature a picture of Trump. Now, he has become the first president-elect in recent years not to be featured on D.C.'s Metro Special Inauguration Day cards. Now, the cards, which sell for $10, provide unlimited Metro access the day of their inauguration. In the past years, they have featured prominent pictures of incoming presidents like President Barack Obama, was featured on two special Smart Trip payment cards, both for his ceremony in 2009 and 2013. Now, D.C.'s Metro even knocked up a version for the 2012 race for Mitt Romney before he lost. But apparently they didn't mock up one for Donald Trump. Didn't want to. Now, Princeton University has canceled the rest of the men's swimming and diving season after school administrators discovered that the team members had posted vulgar and offensive material on their electronic mailing list. Now, the U.S. has been listening to phone calls and intercepting data transfers made on passenger planes for 10 years. Now, Air France was targeted earlier on the intercepts by the U.S. National Security Agency, or the NSA, and its British counterparts, the GCHQ, according to a new report. So when you're on airplane, they're intercepting your information. And speaking of airlines, airlines could let flyers make phone calls using Wi-Fi under a new proposal from the federal regulators. This is going to work with these two stories back-to-back. So in the future, where travelers are informed about the policy when they buy their ticket, they're saying that in a statement released by Princeton. I guess I don't know how where this came from, but the they're saying that the airlines could soon just make that a normal practice, that they are going to let you use your phones for free. And again, the previous story, notwithstanding, they've already been collecting your data for 10 years, so you're going to get free phone calls with that. All right, now Alabama Radiator participant, I don't know what that is, in the website Secret Reddit. Somebody participating in their website Secret Santa program was shocked to discover that her gift came from Snoop Dogg. That would be the rapper and actor and over a business person, Calvin Broadus, better known as Snoop Dogg. She said when she got an email from Reddit saying that my Santa had shipped my gift, I jokingly told my husband, watch, it'll be a celebrity. She said, I just wanted to know, I just wanted it known I was kidding, but holy explicitive, is this girl Erin. She didn't say her last name, but this is what she wrote. She said the package included a pair of Snoop Dogg slippers, some tea, and she said, I became a Snoop Dogg millionaire t-shirt was also shipped. And a personal note from Snoop himself. He just says, what's up, Erin? Merry X-Mizzo to you and your fam. Even a boss lady like you need to kick back and relax sometimes. He said, hope you like these goodies I chose for you. Keep your head up and stay in your grind in 2017. Your Santa, Snoop Dogg. So Snoop, didn't know he was doing that, but, you know, who knew, has a Secret Santa that he actually put out there. Now, actor and hip-hop icon, the deceased, or the late actor and hip-hop icon, Tupac Shakur, has been indicted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, the Rock Hall also said that it would have a special award for Niles Rogers, the super producer and member of the band Chic, who's Chic has failed to make the cut after its 11th time being nominated. Now, the Hall's 32nd annual induction ceremony will take place on April 7th at the Barclay Center. HBO will show highlights later with Sirius XM doing a radio broadcast. So if you don't know who Tupac Shakur is, Tupac is a former member of Digital Underground. Can be heard on songs like No Nose Job, Same Song, Humpty Hump, Humpty Dance. He's famous for his own classics like California Love, So Many Tears, Trapped, I Get Around, Dear Mama, just to name a few. And so he will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Now, Chic, led by Niles Rogers and the late Bernard Edwards, has become the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's version of Susan Lucci. Now, if you don't know who Susan Lucci is, she was on this long quest to win a Daytime Emmy Award and could not win after being nominated so many times. So Chic has been nominated 11 times. The Hall's Award for Musical Excellence to a songwriter and guitarist for Now it's Rogers. And now they're saying it's no consolation to Rogers because he's really, really good. So just to let you know how great those guys are from Chic of popular music, when you think about the 80s and some of the popular songs of the 80s, like David Bowie's Let's Dance, Madonna's, or Let's Dance and Modern Love from David Bowie, or Madonna's Like a Virgin and Material Girl, and Duran Duran's Notorious and The Reflex, and B-52's Love Shack, Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out, Upside Down, Daft Punk, Sister Sledge, Greatest Dancer, We Are Family. Niles Rogers pretty much produced all of those songs, he and with Bernard Edwards. Now, also, you know, we have Grace Jones, Al Jarreau, Steve Winwood, NXS, and Cyndi Lauper is who he produced. And there was other productions like Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love. So when you start hearing music from the 80s and you hear all of those songs, just remember the band that they will not let go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the band that produced all of those great songs for all these other artists. I think they need to work it out. All right. Now, Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas is single-handedly spearheading a promotional tour for the film Fences. Now, just 2 days after the 20-year-old Olympian attended an official New York City premiere alongside Denzel Washington, she decided to host her own special screening of the film. So I just want to give her a shout to say, hey, when somebody else is not doing it, you just got to go out and get it done. So for Gabby Douglas, she went out and got it done. Go ahead, Gabby. Make it happen. All right. Now, grandparents can enjoy 5 extra years of life if they occasionally care for their grandchildren. This is a new study that just came out. Providing care to anyone associated with an increase of 3 to 5 years of life expectancy is what a team of scientists from Australia, Germany, and Switzerland has discovered. So, you know, when somebody says, hey, I don't want to deal with those bad kids, just remember it adds years onto your life chasing bad kids. Just wanted to put that out there. All right. So, you know, a long song can make you late. Now, I know that this is research, but I can tell you this from personal experience, that when a song is on the radio that you want to hear, it does, you know, you will drag yourself or slow down your car so that you don't get there too fast so you can hear the song. So apparently researchers are finding background music can skew our estimate of time. Now, time management researchers from the University of Washington in St. Louis explored how time-based perspective memory can mess up our plans, revealing that song length can play a role. So if you listen to a lot of long songs, your time will be skewed. That's what they're saying. Just wanted to put that out there. All right. Now, in our bad news, I know I won't end the show on this, but I think I need to do this because, again, you know, we're at the end of the year, so technically can't act like it didn't happen. Now, a Florida man starved and tortured his 81-year-old mother after she refused to cut his brother out of her will. So Jerome Klein of 59 of Miami Beach faces charges of kidnapping and battery for allegedly physically abusing his mother when she wouldn't change her will to benefit him. Now, a high school science teacher, 28, is charged with having sex with a 17-year-old male student. Courtney Wallace, 28, a teacher in an Alabama high school, has been arrested and charged with a felony count of a school employee having sex with a student under the age of 19. Now, a married high school English teacher, 29, sobs as she is jailed for sleeping with a male student, 16, while her husband was away at a bachelor party. This is Sarah Domries, who's 29, of Wisconsin. She cried and hung her head as she was led away in handcuffs after she was sentenced to 2 years in prison for having sex with a male student. Now, we're not going to go any farther on her. Now, a California high school teacher, 32, had sex with her student, 17, and sent him explicit pictures. Now, this is Trudy Hill, 32, English teacher at St. Teresa High School in San Jose. She's been arrested and charged and, doing something with a minor. Now, an Oklahoma attorney is sentenced to 14 years in prison for a decade of trips to Peru where he had sex with children. Now, Michael Billings, 61, was sentenced after admitting to traveling some 37 times to Peru to have sex with young girls. Now, he practiced that he maintained for at least a decade is what the authorities are saying. Now, a mother of an 11-year-old boy finds naked pictures of his pastor, 30, on his phone. Now, this Florida woman made a shocking discovery after being alerted by her phone company, and she traced the number back to a Wilmington church pastor, Tyler Smithers, who was arrested for that. Now, a wife who tried to pay a hitman $25,000 to murder her ex-husband and his new wife is arrested. Linda Gilman, 69, was arrested at her home in Utah. Harriman, Utah, this week. Officials say the woman paid someone to murder her ex-husband and new wife. Now, a boy, 21, dies after he got stuck in a massive snowbank for hours while digging a fort with a friend. Now, a young boy from Greenwich, New York, has died after being trapped in this massive snowbank when he dug a fort for him and his friend. So, again, if you're not used to snow, don't build really big forts. It is just not going to work out. All right. Now, undercover audio and video recordings are being played for jurors deliberating the fate of a Florida woman, Delilah DiPillo, accusing her of trying to hire a hitman to murder her husband in 2009. I don't know what the theme is of this story, but apparently it is, I guess, kind of big for the year. So in this story, the Florida mom is telling undercover cop that she was 5,000% sure that she wanted to kill her husband before she ordered the hitman. He's showing to murder for hire trial. The jury is already deadlocked, so we're going to see how that goes. All right, so a work waitress is fired from her job after she posed a picture of herself flipping off a police car on Facebook. Now, Rachel Ali was fired from her job as a waitress in Kingswood, and she flipped off a Harris County police officer. Now, a Dutch restaurant, Food Gorilla, gets his unique burgers from a quirky food truck. Now, I don't know if I'm ever going to go to this Dutch restaurant, or I don't really want to go there, but they said that their meat, or the unwanted animal kitchen, is made from real horse meat. So I'm not sure I want to hang out at that place. Now, a beer tailored for your DNA, a London brewery creates the perfect pint based on your genetic code. The service offered by London's Meantime Brewery cost $31,704 as a part of the service. Customers have their DNA analyzed by a cheek swab, and they will actually make DNA beer for your DNA. Okay, I have nothing else to say to that. So I want to thank you for joining Esprinet News. You know, this is our last show for the year, but I want to remind you to check us out. You can check us out in the archives. You can go check out Esprit Radio at soulofsyracuse.com to check out some shows of the past. And I want to thank you all for tuning in and making this year a successful year. I'm always impressed by the number of listeners that we have. So if you want to call us, make a comment, you know, be heard, you can always email us at news@soulofsyracuse.com. But I want to thank you personally for, you know, participating and tuning into the show every week. It keeps me motivated and inspired. So thanks for joining us. Also, I guess I should shout out, you know, our commish, Kathleen Williams. Thanks for all you've done and added to the program all year long. To my girl, Kai Sims, thanks for tuning in and joining us and being a part of the program. My brother, Loki, also, thanks for tuning in and keeping us all up and on our toes during the program. Also, I want to say to Brother Sean and Lavinia and everybody who's tuned in and called in, and my girl Lucy Abreu for help motivate to create this program, thanks for tuning in, and thanks for joining us, and thanks for your support. And we have many more things to do in 2017, so just check back and tune in. But I want to thank you again, the listener. Thank you for supporting and tuning in to EspriNet News Radio and EspriNet News. Again, visit us at espriradio.solarsyracuse.com. And remember, all contents of this program is protected, may not be reproduced, distributed, transmitted, or otherwise published without prior written permission. All rights are reserved. See you again in 2017. Thanks for tuning in.